This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
And welcome, welcome. Yes, this is Phyllis Smith, and you are listening to Close Up, where we touch base on everything related to eWomen Network, including featuring our radio hosts and people behind the scenes and upcoming fabulous things going on. And that includes today. So we're into the new year, and one thing that can be so daunting for business owners is how to effectively manage their online branding. But have no fear. Tracy Repchuk is here, and Tracy is the queen of how to maximize your online presence, and that includes everything from your website, funneling leads, SEO, internet domination, branding, I mean the whole kit and caboodle. And she is a five-time international best-selling author and often featured on television for her expertise on this very subject. She is the real deal, so welcome, Tracy Repchuk.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Phyllis. I'm so excited to be sharing this information.
Yeah, and you've got so much. I know you say that you've been on television at least 25 times now, and you can be on every single week. There is so much to talk about this. But first, I just want to ask you, what are the top three biggest mistakes people make when it comes to online marketing? Top three.
All right. Well, quite frankly, the first one is not really knowing who your target market is. And very few people actually know this. You need to know your demographics. Are you talking to a man or a woman? And people are afraid to pick. They're like, well, I have a lot of male clients and I have this. No, the bottom line is you have to pick one of those and go all in. And the enlightened males or kind of the dominant females, depending on the market you've chosen, will follow and come in. And then you need to know the age category. The two things you need to definitely go as is it man or woman, and what is the age? And here's why. You can't do effective copywriting for your website, for your social media, for your landing page, because if you don't know that you're talking to a, let's say, a 45-year-old woman, kind of my demographic, right, or a 30-year-old male, they're completely different. You talk to both of those in a completely different way. And so if you aren't crafting your language specifically to their pains, then they're not going to resonate with your message. They're going to come to your website. They're going to take a look. They're going to like, I don't quite know what you do. You're too general. You're too generic. You're not speaking to me. And so they leave. And the other reason that it's critically important is if you don't know this, how are you going to establish your kind of a SEO campaign? How are you going to kind of get those words that are important to Google so that you can be found, so search engine optimization, how can you create that text if you don't know who you're talking to attract the audience that you want? You simply can't go and generically find phrases in Google unless you get into the head of your buyer. So that's kind of like the very first thing.
Let me just jump in real quick. Jump in real quick because, you know, people don't, I don't think they realize the importance of good copywriting. And it's not just good copywriting, it is targeted copywriting. I mean, you know, you can go to websites and you'll see things that are either way too wordy or you don't really know what they're talking about, or there's grammatical errors, and you know, that is really that's your storefront online. I mean, it's got to be top-notch, perfect. And then, like you say, not only does it have to be written well, but there's that back end, that SEO, you have to craft it strategically so that when people do their search online, they'll find you. Otherwise, you're just in a sea or an ocean, massive ocean of other businesses that you're fighting. Everybody's fighting to get to the top and in the top 10 of Google.
Absolutely. Quite frankly, if you're not making money, it means you are stuck in the sea of sameness and your copywriting is ineffective. You haven't chosen your target market and you're dealing possibly with you know, leveraging catchphrases. That seems to be what people do right now. Well, you'll never get found in a catchphrase, you know, just kind of blurting out all the words you think your target market wants to hear, you know, because it's very specific, especially when it comes to Google, what they want to see. And then it's very specific what your target market wants to see. So if you're like a chiropractor, you know, you can't just talk about the fact that, you know, you deal with cracking backs or you deal with blah. You have to say, you know, when you're in pain, when the agony is, you know, you can't take it anymore, you know, blah, blah, blah. You want to hit them hard, hit them hard, hit them hard with the pain point, and then say, you know, how would you like to get relief in under 5 minutes? Well, you know, schedule your next visit, that type of thing. You have to really speak to them so that they react in a way that gets them to take that next action. It can't be passive. Like I started developing websites in 1994. I've been doing websites alone for 20 years and SEO. And, of course, back then, you know, I was one of the first, like, 100,000 sites on the Internet. We didn't have to necessarily be aggressive. It was all about, here's your brochure site. Yay, there you exist. Thank you very much. And that's all it was. It was about establishing the fact that you existed. It became that checkpoint, like the yellow pages used to be. Like, oh, yeah, you are important. You're in the yellow pages. Well, now you're important. You're online. The game changed because in the last, oh, man, I'd say 7 years, the Internet exploded. You know, billions of people all of a sudden came online, and it became incredibly aggressive, and it became an art form now for you to professionally match, rise above the competition, and reach millions with your message. And that involves making sure that all of the key elements are in place. And, of course, the first one is, who are you even talking to? And if you're unwilling to establish that, you are going to perish online.
And I love what you said, the sea of sameness. I love that. Okay, so what's the second big mistake?
Okay, so the second element involves your brand. Now it's really important to get into branding. And again, historically, you know, only the big companies played the game. Coca-Cola, FedEx, you know, those type of companies made a brand, went and did commercials, and got into the hearts of a population. But now the Internet has created a level playing field as far as being able to be dominant in a specific market and being able to be discovered and understood. So if you skip the brand part and you just put yourself up there, you know, people aren't going to understand. So they need to, you need to be actually defining what's called your unique selling proposition. What makes you you? You know, what is the benefit, the outcome, or uniqueness that only you can provide? For example, mine is fully branded online presence with marketing in mind in under 60 days. So it's this one sentence that says, what do you do for somebody, or why would they select you? And so in my, you know, I have enormous technically competition. You know, if I think of myself as a website developer, which quite frankly is not what I do. My major thing is about the entire vision of putting a company online, which of course has you know, eight major moving parts and then many, many elements in between all of that. And so when it's clear, then you get the, you know, you're successful. If you're at a networking event and somebody says to you, tell me more. If they say, that's cool, conversation's done, it means your unique selling proposition isn't riveting enough. And so that's your little test in the marketplace. And then you need to carry that unique selling proposition and a very clear message across all of your platforms. And, you know, that means social media, that means landing page, that means your blog post. Everywhere you visit and everything you put out there now, people have to understand what you do and what is the kind of that clear message that you're establishing as a person in the marketplace that is incredibly competitive, quite frankly.
You know, Tracy, you know, you talk about branding. I mean, what you're saying is basically good business practice when it comes to branding and marketing. But and I always say, like, you know, it's gotten easier and harder to do business. You know, in the past, mm-hmm. like you were saying, when you first came onto the internet there, you know, you were one of a few out there. Or before mm-hmm. that, you had a brick and mortar, right? Or a yeah. kind of service. You advertised on in the paper or, you know, maybe TV or radio. But it was so much more, it was so limited. And you got to just scream it on so many, there are so many platforms now for you to get your brand out there. And if they don't match, you know, if there's like a mix and match here and it ain't matching from one platform to another, it's just confusing. And like you say early on, your first mistake is not finding your target market. If it gets confusing, then who is your target? Then who is your target market? Who do you want to come to you? Who do you want knocking on your door or picking up the phone? So what would be that third mistake?
So, yes, the third mistake is not having a website that professionally matches you. Because the bottom line is, if your websites aren't working for you, they're working against you. Especially if, you know, in our situation where we're out there networking, right? And we're out there to get leads, to meet people. And, for you know, let's say you're a speaker and you go and you meet a whole bunch of people at a Need Women event and they're like, oh, man, you would be great for my event, or, oh, I totally need your services, or, man, I have a client that would really need to use you. You've now done your job at a networking event, and then here's where it all collapses. They're going to take your business card, they're going to go home, and they're going to check you out. Why? Because they need to make sure that, you know, everything matches, you got to professionally match. And then if they're going to refer you, they need to make sure that how you look online is going to match who they are as somebody who's trying to connect with you. If that piece collapses, if they see your website and it is just a hot mess, it's unclear, you're saying you're a speaker, I've seen this, and you don't even have a speaker tab on your menu, or you go to your speaker page and nothing's there. It's like just a little blurb of some sort. I mean, every single one of those pages on your website is a selling proposition. And if you didn't put effort into each and every one of those, and if your colors are repelling somebody, this is the other thing that's so critical to knowing your target market, is you have to match the colors based on the expectations of your market. If you pick three colors because you love them, but they don't match what your market expects, you are going to instantly repel them, and they will have no idea why. You have less than 3 seconds to make that impact as far as a visual is concerned. And then if they like the visual match, then they're going to check out your topics of navigation and who are you and what do you address. And then if that matches, now they're going to dig deeper and spend more time on your site. But, you know, if it's collapsing every single step along the way, that's where it's all going to fall apart. And so, you know, what I have found particularly, honestly, your website is the largest marketing artery now in your business. Like I say, historically, I was spending $7,000 to $8,000 a month because I started my company in 1985. I started at the age of 19. We were spending $8,000 a month on average on Yellow Pages. And if you weren't there effectively, you weren't found, you weren't seen, and you weren't booked in a situation for a client. And now the entry to market, like opening a business nowadays, is practically free. You get yourself a $300 laptop and an internet connection and start to do something, and you kind of open the doors to your business. And then people forget that you need to effectively market in the world's largest stage, which is the internet. And they're forgetting the marketing part of online marketing and internet marketing. It means that your site can't just look pretty, and it can't just kind of be this flat brochure anymore. It is all about the compelling kind of motion for them to take that next action with you. Literally, I've been on sites where there's not even a buy button. You're telling me about something, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I get down to the bottom, and there's no buy button. There's like, phone me. No, I want to click and buy. You're missing the checkout opportunity at the where they got the gum and the chocolate, right? You're missing the elements of marketing. And quite honestly, you know, if you also want to be seen globally, I have a lot of people that, oh, you know, how did you speak in 35 countries? Well, how did I speak is I had a website structured in such a way that attracted people to book me as a speaker. So I spoke in 35 countries. I now have clients around the world. And it was all because of the way my website was. You have to be irresistible online in order to be seen and found.
Yeah, quick question, and you're not going to answer it because we have to go to a short break. But, you know, you were talking about sometimes, you know, people will say they're a speaker and then they don't have anything they're showing in a demo or anything showing they're speaking, or like you said, a way to buy. Do you think, and here's the big question, you know, people could be in the midst of developing a website. Do you think that you don't launch that website until it's complete, or is it okay to kind of put it out there piecemeal? Don't answer it. When we come back, you'll answer that question and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Janelle McCauley, the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, right here on the EWN Radio Network. Join me every Thursday to find out how you can take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the food you love. Each week, I'll bring you powerful and revealing interviews with doctors, health experts, and people just like you who have learned to create a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love. I look forward to serving you great content and healthy tips on Eat Great, Live Well Radio. And remember, if you can't listen to me live, you can always get the replay at EWNRadioNetwork.com. I invite you to join me each Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, here on the EWN Radio Network, and let's create your healthy future together.
You're listening to Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
Yes, and we are back. We have so much to talk about. We are tackling the very sometimes daunting subject of online marketing with Tracy Repchuk, the queen of online marketing. And she's actually also is the marketing strategist for eWomen Network. So listen and learn. I'm learning a lot as it is. So I asked a question before we went to the break, and that is, Tracy, should people, is it okay to, as people are in the process of putting their website together, which could take quite a while, to sort of piecemeal and put things up, or is it better to wait until you have it complete?
All right, so that's a great question because the answer is a little bit of both. So you should piecemeal, okay, because we got to be there. You can't not be there. But here's the thing, and here's why. If you go back to my unique selling proposition, it's about getting up and running in 60 days. And that may or may not seem fast, but quite frankly, it's incredibly quick. And so what you need to do, though, is not try to do this yourself. If you try to create your own website and that's not your forte, you're a nutritionist, you're something else, guess what? That will always get put on the back burner while you sell, which is your important mm-hmm. job, and deliver. And so that, and what will happen there is then you're in a piecemeal situation for a year and a half. Okay, at that point, you're damaging yourself. Every single month, you're not getting booked because your package, your coaching package is not clear. You don't have a buy now button on it. People can't just book a call with you. You have no unique selling proposition. All of those elements, as they continue to collapse, they continue to damage you more and more and more. So, yes, in the beginning, you're going to put your site, you're going to have a site framework. You're going to have some about, you're going to have a coaching things. What do? What are the benefits? You know, here's some testimonials, whatever it is. You're going to fill in a sparse amount of data, and then it's go time. And this is why you need help with all of that, because mm-hmm. you can't take a year to unfold this. That is the no-no. But taking a little bit of time to craft is okay. And by a little bit of time, I'm talking under 2 months to have your speaker element very clean, if that is what you do, to have your index page, your impact page, very effective, and to have your signature program ready, hot, described, benefit-rich, and able to be purchased immediately. Those are the three keys that you start with, and then you move from there.
I love it. Okay, moving on. So you're going to share with us, you've got three secrets that we need to know so our target market can find us. So we're ready, writing, listening with bated breath.
Okay, so the first to how to get your target market to find you is, of course, being online is about being seen. And right now, you know, social media is playing a very big role in that. And actually, a little later, I'm going to go into detail on each of the social media elements. But a lot of people are finding that they're ineffective on social media. And the reason is because you don't quite understand where you should be, where your target market is, and what you should be saying and doing to leverage that. And so the bottom line then goes back to, here's why it's so important, right, to have established your target market. You can't go find them in groups. You can't go looking to say, oh, good, well, if my part, here's a great example. Let's say your target market is speakers, right? So now you need to be able to go to a speaker type of area where the speakers hang out and connect with each of them. It just becomes the greatest research tool on earth. You know, people say, I can't find my target market. I don't know where they are. Is occurring, it means you don't know who your target market is, because the internet has given us and Google has given us the greatest gift of all time, and that is a pocket and push together like-minded people, just like women, right? It's the perfect target market. If somebody was targeting women, Sandra has put, you know, 18,000 of them, million of them together for us. And so it's quite frankly about knowing and targeting so that you can locate them. And then here's the secret number two. So one is having your effective presence online professionally match you in such a way that when you're communicating your clear message on social media, when they come back and connect to your site and they're communicating with you, there is no disconnect. So you've made it very easy for them. And then, of course, the second one, and here's the most abused word right now on the internet, but it is also one of the most important, and that is SEO, search engine optimization. And you'll see companies out there saying, oh, yeah, I'll, you know, we'll get you on page one of Google, and here, just get our SEO services, and we'll do this and we'll do that. The thing about SEO is it's a game that you have to continue. Like, so step one is clearly established keywords in your website and in the copy and in your blog post. All right, so therein lies a very critical part of SEO. If you want free traffic, if you want to bounce to the top of Google for free, you had better be doing keyword-rich blog posting. And, of course, from the belly of your site, okay, not from a separate site.
Explain that a little bit more. So when you talk about keywords, all right, so I'm sitting there, I'm writing a blog, and it has to do with health and wellness, right? So
yeah.
When I'm actually writing the blog, how do I know what keywords to use?
Okay, so it goes back to what is the purpose of the post, okay? And so let's say, you see, you don't want to just be informational, because that's cool, and it's great to get the information out. But if I'm doing a blog post, I want there to be a call to action. And that's the thing to remember, too. What is going to be the call to action on your blog post? So let's say we're sitting there. My call to action is I want you to go and opt in to my landing page. I want you to go to fastactionresults.com and opt in, okay? So now I work my way backwards. What is going to be now the message that will help precipitate that? So let's say I've got a guide, right? There's a free guide on there. And in my case, the free guide is called, instant online impact, how your brand, websites, and social media work together. So now I would take one of those areas, and let's say I'm going to talk about branding in this blog post. So now I'm going to go over to Google, and I'm going to do some keyword research, and I'm going to look for what's called a long-tail keyword. What's a phrase people are typing connected to branding? And
oh, I never knew that. That's great advice. Okay, go ahead.
And you know it's there because as you start typing into Google, they give you suggestions, right? So take those suggestions. That becomes that. Mm-hmm. So now I will take that long tail keyword, and I will use it in the subject line. Okay, so how can I take that? And let's say the long tail keyword that came up from Google was how do I start with online branding? Okay. Now, my subject line in the blog post is going to be, how do I start with online branding? And then I'll go into the belly of the post. And so it will look like, you know, one of the most common questions I get is, how do I start with online branding? And that's a great question because most people start at the wrong place. And then I will do my post, right? I've connected it back. Google sees I'm about to talk with that. I will use that phrase if I can or something similar, again, lower in the body to make sure that I'm getting enough of a keyword density. And then I'm going to end every single blog post. If this is just a educational type of blog post, I end it with a P.S. And I'll say, P.S., if you would like to get my free guide on, instant online impact, how your brand, websites, and social media work together, just go here to fastactionresults.com and grab your copy. So now I've got them doing something. I've connected with Google in a very intimate way, which is why we blog. People sometimes think we're blogging for a reader. That would be awesome, but in most cases, we're simply not powerful enough to get that type of connection. We're creating a relationship with Google. That's why we're blogging. And so it allows Google to say, hey, this site creates relevant, dynamic, fresh content on a consistent basis. I am now going to index that site. And so you can have your blog post indexed on Google in, you know, under 5 minutes when you establish a consistency. And most people spend months in typical SEO trying to get on page one when, quite frankly, for the keywords or the keywords that you want, effective blogging can do that for you. So,
now,
boom.
Quick question. Earlier, you had mentioned that talking about a landing page, and I know that you once told me that you have like 300 URLs for landing pages. Is that correct? Somewhere around there, at least a few hundred.
So tell us
how that works. When you talk about a landing page, what is the importance of a landing page, and why do you have so many?
And this is one of the most undervalued concepts in online today, and that is the landing page. It is actually the very first site I built for people because if you do not have this, if you've heard about people making money while they sleep, the bottom line is the landing page is the critical gatherer of leads for you. Historically, we used to have to, when I started, it was old yellow pages, get on the phone, cold calls, do what you had to do to find a client. Then the next generation came out, and we had tools such as Act Goldmine, Maximizer, and, you know, we were kind of leveraging and putting people in our database and contacting them. The landing page solves two problems for us. One, it gets people based on keywords and based on target market specifically for us into our funnel. It says, hey, here's what I offer. Here's a free gift. Give me your name and your email address. They go into your funnel. Now you can create a relationship and of people that know you, like you, trust you, and buy from you. You can maintain loyal customers, and you, quite frankly, are building the greatest asset to predict income in your business. And so without the landing page, you are missing the critical element. And therein lies the blog post. the press release, the article, the YouTube video, every single thing you put out, you should be driving to a landing page, a radio interview, like, a, you know, when you're appearing on radio or when I appear on radio and TV, I'm not sending them to TracyRapchick.com. I don't want them to go there yet. I don't want them. That's the department store, right? I need to keep them focused on doing one thing and one thing only, taking a action with me in a way that allows me to build a relationship, because there's too many people on the internet. There's millions and millions and millions. I need to pull in and create a tribe, and the landing page allows me to do and build that, and therefore your blog post and most of your outbound communication online should be pounding back into that landing page.
All right, we got to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to tell us your third secret, and then we're going to go deeper into how to take those leads that you got on your landing page, how you funnel those leads, and how to improve your conversion rate, turning those leads into actual clients and customers. Stand by, we got a short break.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Close Up with your host, Phyllis Smith.
Hey, Tracy. So,
hey.
Yes. Hey. So, talking with Tracy Repchuk, and you were just talking about the landing page and how important that is, and that what I think is so interesting is when you do a blog post or a YouTube video, whatever you're doing, you're sending them to the landing page, not your website. And it sounds to me that's because with all of the, what you're saying, the competition is so steep that you've got to give them one thing to do, that your website you described is your department store, and that landing page is just getting them to do one thing and develop so you can begin to develop a tribe. So I thought that was really interesting. So speaking of which, you also have one more secret that we need to go to, the three secrets that we need to know so our target market can find us. So the first one is finding your you talked about being online, being seen, finding your target market. Your SEO is really important. And then what would be the third?
So the third one, and this may surprise everybody, but the bottom line is we are a business. Now we have to get out from behind our computer, and we have to do things such as live networking, speaking, go on TV, be in a book, be seen in situations that add to your credibility so that now you can be kind of adding value and experience to the connections that you make. This is the accelerated, quite frankly, the trademark of eWomen is accelerated networking. And that is what you really need to do. You need to get a booth somewhere, be at trade shows. It's not all about being online. And so this is a critical element because, you know, for example, I would not be known around the world like I am if I didn't go out and speak in 35 countries. As great an online marketer as I am, the reach that I have would have been very pocketed, specific, and targeted. But in the case of attending and speaking at an event where there's like 9,000 in the audience, I can't reach 9,000 at a time at any other place except in a speaking appearance. And so it's important. And then this is where the criticalness of the landing page comes into place. So when you are now out, you need to send them somewhere too. If you say, go to my site, they'll be like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Yay, fun. Mm-hmm. How interesting. Oh, look, a video. You know, they get ADD up there. But when you say, go to my landing page, get my guide, take a look at it, and then let's talk and connect after, then now you have something to specifically address. Or in the case of, you know, TV, you'll say, go to my website, you know, Tracy Repchuk Media, take a look at my speaker reel or my TV reel, and I've got a great topic to book with, you know, and same with speaking. Mm-hmm. Go to Tracy Repchuk Live. You're constantly targeting the conversation to be able to capture them.
Right. And, you know, as Sandra also said, you talk about you got to get out there. Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network, she talks about there really is nothing more valuable than that belly-to-belly, that one-on-one. And so, you know, if even you can even tackle your target and you can do all the best copywriting, but you've got to get out there and meet people because people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's... Again, the online version of that becomes that landing page. But quite frankly, if you want the fastest way to kind of fill your network, it's still back to the old-fashioned live method. But then here's where back to that collapse point, right? You meet me at a live event. I love you. I think I can do business with you. I go to your website, and I'm like, oh, God, no. And you see, because people associate your website and your online presence with the skill you have, which, of course, they're two different things, but they're thinking, oh, God, you know, if she doesn't look good online, then how good is she at Reiki? How good is she at being this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The two
mm-hmm.
get associated.
You talked earlier, now we were talking before the break about funneling people in, funneling those leads. That's what that landing page does. It helps to funnel in the leads. So explain what you mean by that. How do you do that? And then the biggest question, once you've got the lead, you know, you say that many people are missing the point and that is killing their conversion rate. So how do we flip that around?
Yeah, okay, so the first thing, of course, they're missing is they don't have a landing page whatsoever. They have no ability to properly convert the lead. Or here's the misnomer in that people are putting an opt-in page on their corporate site, which are their branded site. And I am 100%. It's on every site I build is that opt-in. But it can't be what you're relying on because you get like less than 0.1% opt-in from a normal branded site simply because you get distracted. Even if I went there with the intention of getting this free gift you just talked about, the second I see a video or something else, I'm gone and I forgot why I came there. That, of course, kills your conversion because you've opened up the door for massive amounts of distraction. The other thing that will kill your conversion is not having one whatsoever, not having your landing page whatsoever. And then there's elements that will affect you from a true landing page perspective. So let's say you've got your landing page up. You are driving your traffic to that correctly. Now here's where pieces start to collapse. And that is, what is the gift that you're giving them? So a lot of people say, I'm just going to throw up a video here that I have. This was really cool. I had a video with such and such. It will make me look cool. Here's the issue is, when you're giving them a free gift, it should be designed to enlighten, educate, and push the call to action. What do you want them to do next?
Mm.
And most gifts people give are simply flat, they're interesting, but they're not based on a marketing standpoint. They're not based on setting it up for your next step with you. And that's, again, everything I create from the landing page is specifically designed to get on the phone with me, go download this, go sign up for my intro call, go get an online clarity cleanse call. whatever the thing is that I'm gearing them toward doing, it's always a next step, and they're always compelled because the offer, you know, is so effective that they're compelled to take that next step. And so there's so many places, and this is quite frankly the hard part about being online and internet marketing, and that's why it is a very precise skill, because there's literally 22 moving parts in a landing page alone. There's 150 moving parts on your website. And most people miss all of these pieces, and when you do, you could be one inch from converting $20,000 packages, and you just don't know what that one inch is, you know, because what you don't know, you don't know.
Right. You also say, you know, if you're in business, really, you should know how important it is. Most people will know important to build their list. This is kind of what you're talking about. This is these landing pages are a way for you to build that list. But you say some people actually think list building is a luxury. So explain what you mean by that.
Oh, I mean, and this is just, it's crazy talk, honestly. Now, here's where list building is a luxury. If you have a $1 million product and you just need to find one client a year, you're not going to focus on list building. You're going to focus on a very precise process where you find, target, pursue, and do nothing else until you get that meeting and close them. Whole different marketplace. The majority of us need clients. And so you can't get potential clients if you aren't building in a cycle of communication that will allow you to cope with the volume that you need to have to, of course, precipitate that conversion that you need, right? So, you know, if we know that every 6 people we talk to, one of them buys our $10,000 package, well, now we have to get people in and get them comfortable with us and educate them on our message. The beautiful part about the landing page and the list building is it automatically does that. Because of the volume that you will get from the internet, and of course, you know, Sandra would know this. I'm very aware of it. I get 6,000 emails on average a day, which is why I have VAs just handling emails. But you can't cope with that type of volume. So here's what happens in the landing page list building: is if they come in, they get educated. They see email one, and they're like, oh, here's what you do for this, here's what you do for that, here's what you do. Email two, three, four, five, six. And because it takes about 7 touch points to convert somebody, just like in the old sales calling world, and we don't have time for the sales calls anymore, you know, unless they're really close. So come email 6 and 7 when they're like, wow, you know what, I do need this. I should be talking to her. I am going to call. And now you've got a pursuer. And now you can take the time to be on the phone with somebody because they're not asking you the fundamental questions of, like, what is a landing page? Why do I need one? They know now. They're practically sold. They're on the tip of the edge, and all you need to do is make them comfortable about selecting you. That's your only job now. So it accelerates, and it allows you, it creates an audience of people that, as we said earlier, evolve to a point of know, like, and trust, so that they will ultimately be interested in purchasing. If you attempt to skip the landing page, the list building, any of it, then you're cutting off your client base. You're saying, I don't need clients, because this is where they're quite frankly going to be coming from. And it allows you to, you know, technology is simply opened a beautiful door of, hey, here's my gift, come on in, let's talk. And we didn't have that before. And because of canned spam, we're now opening the door and we're creating permission-based email. Because guess what? Even though most people do this, they get a card at an event and they go and they put it into some sort of automated process or communication tool, and that is not allowed. But when they go to your landing page and they formally opt in, that is allowed. You've now got permission-based marketing. And so you're overcoming one of the issues in the industry as well.
And what you're talking about is where they go to the landing page and you collect their email, their name, and their email, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what you're talking about. And also, I've also heard that when you do that, it doesn't hurt to also kind of ask a question, because I do have to say, and to be completely honest, I wonder, and I know that I've gotten pretty savvy to this, that anytime I go to somewhere, a business brings me in, they want me to put my name and email in, I go, ugh, you know, they need that, really? And then next thing I know, I'm getting a ton of emails. So how do you deal with, and I'm going to have you answer this right after the short break, but how do you deal with that kind of savvy customer when they've just been inundated with that kind of thing? So we're going to have a short break, and when we come back, you'll answer that question.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Henderson, host of eWomen Radio Network's Idea Success with Sylvia. Listen live Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to get your ideas, dreams, goals, and plans out of your head and into action for profit and purpose. I'll interview people who've taken their ideas and made them reality, uncovering successes, challenges, and the lessons they've learned in the process. We'll hear from experts who help you get unstuck and be in action as you or your team put your ideas in motion. I'll share insights on the systems I use with my clients to get things done in business and life. Join me Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern or later at EWNRadioNetwork.com. I am bursting at the seams to share great ideas, introduce you to amazing people, and to be your catalyst for turning your dreams into dollars and your ideas into income and impact. That's Idea Success with Sylvia, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
And we are into the last segment of Close Up, and I'm telling you, we could go on forever. I'm with Tracy Repchuk. You can find out more about Tracy at TracyRepchuk.com, but I don't know if that's where she wants to send you, but she's because we've been talking about landing pages and so forth, but she really is just a wealth of, Tracy, you're a wealth of information and experience, and I'm learning so much. So before we went to the break, I asked you, how does a business owner who creates the landing page, they develop a way to bring it to funnel in names through, you know, having people, requiring them to put in an email address. But what about the savvy customer who knows what that's about and they just don't want to get, you know, one more email? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's a great question, because it's the reason why landing pages have about a 3 to 5% opt-in ratio. You do need volume to get that ideal client through the door. But in order to be different, and exactly, it's why I've designed landing pages the way I have. Here's what happened with a landing page. They just became a slop up, throw up type of thing. Very little information. Just give me what I want, and they became very lacklustered in the promise. And so here's what you want to do. You want to make your offer and your promise so compelling that they do want to come in the door. And then you want to back that up. And here's how I back it up on the landing pages that I design. I make sure that you talk to their pain points. You let them know that you truly understand what they're going through. You are not a fly-by-night person that has just thrown up a landing page and you have no idea what you're doing. You're just trying to database list, you know, just trying to build a database. You are concerned and you understand their problem. Then you give a little bit of some information about you on that landing page below. And you're talking about, look, here's why I do what I do. I mean, you know, with mine, I bring up the pain point of the overwhelm with social media and the overwhelm with trying to do it all and keep up and be in business at the same time you're trying to cope with your website. You know, that type of thing. I'm going to speak to their language and I'm going to say, you know, and here's why I understand this. I come from a technology background. I've been in it 30 years. And so you're into the bridging of them being compelled to know that you are not, again, just a fly-by-night person that wants their name and their email address. You have a history and you are committed to helping them overcome their problem. And then below that, I actually list out, hey, you know what, if you go get this guide that I'm offering you, here's like the 6 top things you're going to know. It's kind of like, you know, it's the benefits of telling them why to get it. So there's like 5 elements that I have on a landing page to help with the conversion so that if they're not convinced at the headline, if they're not convinced at who you are, if they're not convinced with the offer, if they're not convinced with your understanding, and they're not convinced with the benefits of the guide, and then they're not convinced with the credibility that I put down at the bottom, which is logos for TV, books, associations you're involved with, if all of those fail, if the six primary elements fail, that means they weren't your ideal target and we're not worried. But one of those elements is going to capture your ideal target.
Oh, I love that. That's true. And you just got to let it go. Not everybody is the right client, right?
Exactly.
Now, we have not much time left in the show. Earlier on in the show, you were talking about social media, and we know it can be a daunting task, and many people really don't know how to use it correctly. You alluded to that earlier. Can you give us some quick tips on how to master social media in just a few minutes? Like, what are the most important things people need to know in mastering social media?
Yeah, totally. I'll give you the Reader's Digest condensed version. So when you know who your target market is, right, then you know where they're hanging out and where you should be, because every single social media has a very specific purpose. So, for example, let's take a look at Facebook. That is a area where you relationship build and you kind of know, like, and trust. You're collaborating in communities, and then you're saying things like, hey, you're answering questions, and then you're saying, you know what, come to my landing page. Go on over and get a free guide. I'd love to help you. Or give me a call and we'll get on the phone. This is where you're getting quite intimate with your prospect. The next one is LinkedIn. Okay, so LinkedIn is the money platform. If you are targeting corporations, if you are interested in getting speaking gigs, and if you are interested in connecting with affluent people, they're on LinkedIn because it's simply the platform that was built for professionals. And so you need to make sure that your profile is geared towards attracting that person that you want, or you're going to use LinkedIn as a research tool. You're just going to go in, you're going to find your target, you're going to connect with them, you're going to communicate and hopefully start to build a relationship. Twitter is a lead gen. Okay, so what that means is I use Twitter to drive people to my landing page. That's the kind of the sole source of my Twitter activity. And so I will be saying things, like, hey, if you're confused about branding, go here. Where am I sending them? FastActionResults.com. Get my guide. And so I'm touch pointing. The other beautiful thing about Twitter is the pockets of community are sitting right in your lap. So, for example, let's say I'm spiritual, I got a spiritual product, and I'm looking for spiritual communities. Well, we know that Oprah is one of the greatest powerhouses for spiritual followers, right? So you would go to Oprah, you can type in Oprah, or you can type in Oprah magazine, you can go, you can see their followers, and you can target each one of these individually and start a conversation, or click follow, and hope they follow you back. Then we're at the two kind of major powerhouses now. YouTube. Why are we putting out a YouTube video? For search engine optimization and for impacting in a way that is close to media, right? Where it's like a little TV show, a little commercial. People know, like, and trust things they can see. YouTube is one of the most powerful methods and modes right now, and yet people are throwing up videos. They're not putting their landing page at the end, and they're not properly creating and crafting the description to attract the target market and to leverage Google. There's a reason that YouTube is the number two search engine in the world. It's because it's owned by Google. And so you have to play the SEO game within YouTube. And then last but not least, I'll bring up Google Plus. It is, most people are skipping this or not leveraging it at all. If you want to get immediately indexed, and again, we're back to the you want to be seen and found in the search engines, Google Plus is the way to do it. You can be indexed within 7 seconds for something that you've said on Google Plus. I have pushed out the most major marketers on the planet with effective Google Plus posts, simply because Google Plus is the prince of Google. So between Google, YouTube, and Google Plus, you've got the trifecta of power right in your hands. And so therein lies where your time should be spent.
Very good. Well, we've pretty much run out of time. If you want to talk to Tracy, you can find her. Tracy, where do you want people to go to find you?
FastActionResults.com.
FastActionResults.com. Okay, very good. And if you forget that, it's Tracy without an E. And it's Repchuk, R-E-P-C-H-U-K. I keep spelling it, yeah. Tracy, the wrong way. And Repchuk the wrong way. All right, Tracy, you are a wealth of knowledge. I'm so inspired by you. Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. I have a question to ask you. Do you have a message you're dying to tell the world? Have you always wanted to host your own radio show? Join our EWN Radio Network team and give your message the voice it deserves. For details, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com/hosts.